I'm Frederick Reamer, host of This I Believe, Rhode Island. Nature can teach us so much about our world, about its glory and its anguish. In nature, we find so many lessons about hardiness, resilience, triumph, and yes, destruction and death. The British poet William Wordsworth captured this sentiment in one line of his profound 18th century poem entitled The Tables Turned. Come forth into the light of things. Let nature be your teacher. And that's what we hear in this week's essay by Megan Elizabeth Coleman.
It was March, still winter, and the bay was frozen in stripes against the beach. The dog found the goose, with its wings folded neatly and its head bent at an unearthly angle, yet still looking as if it were resting or like it had come to be there quite on purpose. I used my boots to scrape snow off its face and beak, and the dog stood, tense but respectfully, watching. The wind ruffled the fluff on the goose's neck, and I jumped because I was sure it would shake itself off and fly away with a great flapping and indignant fanfare, honking angry rebukes at us. But of course it didn't. A little way out in the bay, another goose circled, alighted, and circled again. It was the mate, sorrowing. The small black silhouette lingered just where the ice met the water, sitting and standing and walking a few steps and flapping and sitting again, honk-honking great anguished cries. It sounded hoarse, empty with wanting. Its figure was fragile against the arc of white that was the snowed-over bay, and the sound carried across the frozen expanse of water to us. The cry of the mate haunted me that evening. My partner fell asleep with his hands in my hair, sympathetic but not comprehending, and I watched the maple tree outside our window cast gray shadows on the ceiling. We are bombarded with images of pain, and we turn the newspaper pages efficiently, registering, but not registering, the death toll in Iraq and the murder in Elmwood. We tell ourselves that we are doing the best we can in the face of it all, and perhaps we are. I have trained myself not to cry when my students in prison write about their crimes. When I see a photograph of a skeletal polar bear perched on a pancake of ice, looking terrified, I feel quietly guilty, always, for everything that hasn't happened to me, and for everything that has. But it strikes me, listening to the goose cry in my ears, still, that perhaps I take the wrong tack. Perhaps I should let my eyes be wet when I teach and cry on the bus and at the news. I believe, as the morning comes, finally it comes, that I might, just for today, let my voice feel like that, rasping, but honest at least, in its anguish.
Megan Elizabeth Coleman is a PhD candidate in sociology at Brown University. She is a musician, a climate activist, co-founder of the Prison Op-Ed Project, and teaches at the Rhode Island State Prison. To offer your own essay or to listen to previous segments, we invite you to visit the This I Believe Rhode Island page of our website, ripr.org. For Rhode Island Public Radio, this is Frederick Reamer.